This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A curious thing happened on the way to a warming planet today. The White House signed off on and agreed to the public release of an interagency report years in the making that says the planet is warming more and faster than at any other time in human history, and that human activity is the main cause. And yet those positions don't exactly match the policies of the President of the United States and his environmental advisors. That mismatch will surely be a topic of conversation at the next round of UN climate talks that start in Bonn, Germany next week. There are going to be people from the White House there, yes, but the unofficial delegation is going to have a whole lot more influence, as Marketplace's Jed Kim explains from the Sustainability Desk.
The climate talks are part international negotiation, part climate action trade show. Usually, the U.S. has a massive tent alongside all the other nations. It's a space for high-level show and tell
about what the U.S. economy is doing and what actors in the U.S. are up to on climate and clean energy.
Dan Ferger is with Bloomberg Philanthropies, the charity of former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who, along with other private donors, is giving hundreds of thousands of dollars for an American pavilion. That's because the Trump administration won't pay for one. Ferger says all these states, cities, and businesses working on climate change need a venue to talk about it.
Unless we set up a space and give them a platform to tell that story, there's really no way to engage in this UN climate process.
That engagement can include the beginnings of global business deals, discussion of offshore wind farms, or financing electric vehicle infrastructure. He says local U.S. governments and businesses are doing a lot.
The problem, of course, is that the rest of the world doesn't necessarily know that. And so if you're sitting in Beijing, you may not have a good sense of what's going on in Boston or Boise, and that we're continuing to cut carbon emissions no matter what the White House or the EPA might say at this climate conference.
Because businesses want to stay competitive in this growing global market. A whole slew of American organizations are attending, with names like America's Pledge, the We Are Still In Coalition, U.S. Climate Mayors, and, of course, California, as it continues to push against the White House agenda. This year, it set tougher emissions standards for cars and trucks. State Senator Ricardo Lara is part of the California delegation.
People and other countries are looking to what we're doing in California.
He says that became clear to him at the Paris Climate Change Conference. He sat in on a hearing about air pollution with 50 countries represented, and California had its own seat.
The woman who was chairing the working group from Morocco, she very blatantly said, look, why don't we have the first entity that has actually done more to address this type of pollution start the meeting off? Why don't we begin with Governor Jerry Brown from California?
It was only after Governor Brown spoke that the U.S. EPA was invited to comment. Lara says California will continue to lead in reducing emissions regardless of federal policy. After all, the Golden State is home to companies like Tesla, the electric car giant. And it's the nation's biggest market for solar power. Also headed to Bonn in the name of his local economy, Mayor Lionel Johnson Jr. of tiny St. Gabriel, Louisiana. He'll advocate for industrial river towns like his.
The Mississippi River itself generates about $500 billion a year in revenue, supporting about 1.5 million jobs. So basically, it is our lifeline.
St. Gabriel relies on petrochemical processing. Other river towns load and ship agricultural products. Taxing carbon pollution could drive up prices, which Johnson fears could cost jobs.
And so we need to be a part of the global commodities market discussion to help shape the destiny of my city and many cities along the river.
He'll be glad to have an American tentpole under which to talk, even if it isn't a federally sponsored one. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.